You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Good morning and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast on Thursday, August the 11th. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at a 7-race programme this evening at Leopardstown. The highlight, of course, of which is the Desmond Stakes, which is run at 7:30, where Hit It A Bomb makes his eagerly waited seasonal reappearance. But that's all to come later on the card. The first race is what we're going to deal with, and it is a 2-year-old contest over 6 furlongs. There's going to be quite a bit of confidence behind David Watchman's filly Alphabet, following a good run first time out at the Curra when she was 5th behind Gerlines' Velveteen. The third horse has won subsequently, going back to the Curra the other day, Marheba, so that form is good. And considering that David Watchman's horses weren't particularly in that good order at the time, she's obviously going to be a much better proposition tonight. The only problem is she's drawn in stall 12, which is not easy over to come here at the Dublin venue because there's a short run to the first bend. And with that in mind, I'm going to take it on here with Miss Qatar from the Jim Bolger stable. Now, Jim had a fantastic week here last week, as he always seems to do here at Leopardstown. He had 4 winners, all at decent prices. And hopefully this filly by Dark Angel can improve upon that impressive tally. She ran here last week. She was only one of the few horses that Jim sent out that got beat, but she ran really well against the Colts and finished 6th behind Lancaster Bomber, keeping on quite nicely under minimal driving in the latter stages. She certainly knew her job, and dropping back down in trip from a decent draw, I'd expect Miss Qatar to prove very strong against the favourite there in the first race.
Race 2.
On to the second race there, which is a handicap over 6 furlongs. Captain Power is the choice here, following a rather unlucky disqualification the other day at Nace, where he seemed to win fair and square under my eyes, but of course Irish rules are a little bit more stringent over there than they are in the UK, and he got chucked out because he just veered off a little bit of a true line in the latter stages. I certainly thought he was a worthy winner, in my opinion. Prior to that, he was finished 5th behind Perfect Pasture in the Scurry Stakes at the Curra, and that race couldn't have worked out any better. Of course, in Salutim, who was 4th, has won subsequently at Ascot. So, strong form every which way you look at Captain Power, plus the fact that this horse goes really well at Leopardstown. He's a winner here, and he was 2nd here on this card last year behind Three Bells. So, a big, big chance here for Captain Power to get back on track and make up for that unlucky disqualification the last day.
Race number 3.
On to race 3 then, a trappier handicap that you're likely to see. So many in-form horses coming in here with intermingling form lines. I wouldn't really be mad keen on McGuigan at the price. I mean, Jim managed to win with this horse last week over a mile one, so a bit of an audacious punt going over 3 furlongs less here tonight. Whether he's got the tactical speed, I wouldn't know. Titanus is obviously in great form. Falcao comes here off the back of a good run last time out at Nace. But I'm going to go with the course of distance win of Victoria's Secret here a week ago, when this filly quickened up quite smartly up the inside rail in the hands of Killian Leonard to outrun Intense Stylist in the closing stages. Plenty of tenacity was shown there on that occasion, along with a good deal of quality as well. She has got a nice turn of foot. She's also got a very good draw again tonight. Conditions are absolutely perfect, same as they was here 7 days ago, for her to run another huge race. And I still think she's not too badly handicapped on the pick of her best form. Available at her back at 7-1 this morning with William Hill. Victoria's Secret will do for me in race number 3.
Race 4.
Race 4 then, and a very competitive looking maiden contest here with lots of fancied horses going to post. None more so seemingly than the unraced colt by Galileo Finn McCool, has been all the rage this morning. Now trading around the even money mark, courtesy of Tang Dynasty, Stab Companion being a non-runner. Obviously big things are expected of this colt tonight, but I do quite like Gerlines. He's brutal. I just don't think this horse has had everything go his right way up to now. The ground killed him 2 starts ago at Roscommon, albeit he ran on very strongly late on. And in the first time blinkers, he ran really well the other day down in Gore behind Right Honourable, but I don't think he really handled the track, and I think he's a bit better than what he showed on that occasion, because he came out quite strongly from an unpromising position. Back in third, of course, was Courage Under Fire, who finished second to Caravaggio the other day at the Curragh in that Group 1 race for 2 year olds. So that form could not look any stronger. And I've just got a funny feeling that this horse could upset one or two big reputations here tonight, just because of his experience and the fact that he's racing on a more conventional track where he gets a proper run at things rather than being mucked around. So Brutal, a confident one that he's going to run a big, big race anyway in Race 4.
Race 5.
On to race number 5 then, which is the big race of the night. Of course, it's the Desmond Stakes, a race rich in tradition. This is a race famous name farmed many times in the past. And Aidan O'Brien has got a very strong hand here when you look at it on face value. We've got, of course, Hitted a Bomb, who hasn't run since winning at the Breeders' Cup last year as a two-year-old. A very promising horse for the remainder of the campaign on into the autumn. And the market vibes this morning that big things are expected from this colt by Warfront. However, at the prices with the dead eight runners going to post, I can't resist a few quid each way on his stabber companion Cougar Mountain, who will hopefully be running on his merits here tonight. If you go back to his run 3 starts ago when he was second to Stepper Mox, that would certainly give him every chance in a race of this nature. He came from last to virtually take the running up inside the final furlong, only for that massive surge in mid-race to take its toll late on. Soft grounds hindered his chances at Ascot and the Curragh on his next two runs respectively. But back on a decent surface over a track which he's got a really good record, he's yet to be out the frame in 3 starts. From a nice low draw with Donica and Brian in the plate, I'd expect at least Cougar Mountain to hit the frame for us. And at 5-1, he fits a nice each way profile in that 5th race.
Race number 6.
On to the 8 o'clock then, a real trappy handicap, ran about 4-1 the field. I quite like the chances of the 3-year-old against the older horses here in the shape of Hint of Frost from the Jessica Harrington stable. He managed to win over this distance 2 starts ago at Navan, won by 5.5 lengths in a very fast time from a bad draw, so he's obviously a fair 3-year-old in the making. He then went to the Curragh next time out, but unfortunately bumped into a very, very good standard of opponents who have gone on to much better things subsequently. Qatari Hunter ran in a Group 3 at Glorious Goodwill last time out, is now rated in the hundreds, and even Tonkinese, who was third, has won off a mark of 91 on his next start. So off a mark of just 72 here this afternoon, or this evening even, Hint of Frost must surely have a great chance. He's also got the services of Tom Madden on board to take an extra 2 off. And he's a fairly unexposed type over the trip and the ground as well. So big chance here for Hint of Frost to get one over on his older compatriots.
And the final race.
On to the last race then, the 8:30. Good money this morning around for Charlena from the Dermot Wells stable, suggesting a big runs in the offing for her first time out. But she is trading at 13-8. It's not really my style to tip a horse I don't know too much about. So I'm going to go for a horse I do think is slightly overpriced and underestimated in the market, in the shape of Shirley Lavery's Truffles, who ran behind a nice horse of Michael Halford's last time out at Galway called Kalia Man. I just didn't think she quite got home on the soft ground over that stiff track in the latter stage of that race, but she travelled much better than her 25-1 odds suggested, and that was a good run off the back of another excellent effort at Dundalk on a much quicker terrain when she was mid-division behind Warreef, and again in another good time figure race. I certainly think she's done enough this filly to suggest she could be competitive in a race of this nature, and at 14-1 this morning, I think she's worth a little small each-way investment. That's it for now for this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. I've been Andy Holding. I'm signing off now until tomorrow evening, when we're going to look ahead towards the National Hunt card at Tramore. So do please tune in for that podcast tomorrow morning. It's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.